Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Well, the Sydney Morning Herald is reporting today that a consultant report commissioned by the Federal Department of Finance suggests the Malabar headland could be sold off to developers. But it would now appear that that report was a complete waste of money because listening to Stuart Bocking's program earlier this morning, I heard the Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt ring in to tell him that any plans for the redevelopment of Malabar headland are completely off the table now, dumped, that in fact the government is committed to keeping the headland as parkland for public use, which is absolutely fantastic news, and news that I'm sure will be music to the ears of Peter Garrett, the former Environment Minister, former member for Kingsford Smith. Hello there, Pete.
Hi, Ange. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. So do you trust this? Do you think that finally the headland is safe?
Look, I'm taking it with a grain of salt, Ange. I listened to Mr. Hunt's interview and some of what he said was very wrong, including the fact that the land had been left to rack and ruin when we were in government and we evicted disabled riders. Of course, none of that was true. He did say that he would guarantee that it won't be sold, but we had Mr. McCormack, the Parliamentary Secretary to the Finance Minister, saying this morning the government hasn't yet made a decision in relation to the future of the headland. So I think if Mr. Hunt and Mr. Abbott are fair dinkum about the issue, they need to make it absolutely clear in writing. They need to commit themselves in the budget papers to the ongoing remediation of that part of the headland, which is the public open space. And they need to distance themselves from a report which they themselves commissioned.
Yes, well, that's right, and those sort of reports aren't cheap. Peter Garrett, let's just have a quick listen to the Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, on Stuart Bocking's program earlier today.
I can guarantee that it will not be sold. It will be retained in public hands. It will be retained in perpetuity. This is one of the great public open spaces that should be there, not just for decades or generations, but centuries. My commitment is that we will do everything to ensure that it is locked up in public hands as public land forever.
Well, that's pretty unequivocal, don't you think, Peter Garrett?
Oh, look, it certainly sounds that way, but there's a history of people in political office making guarantees and promises of that kind in the past which haven't landed, and your listeners would know about them. I won't rehearse them all. Look, the key thing here, Ange, is that when we were in government, we did actually create a new Malabar Headland National Park. That's the western portion of that headland. It's incredible that the headland is sitting there undeveloped and it should stay that way. The eastern portion, which is that sort of the cliffs and the foreshore that overlooks both Malabar Beach and also Maroubra Beach, are also ready to go. I understand from the newspaper reports that the shooters, there's an Anzac rifle range up there, have got somewhere else to go as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing to stop the government, if it's actually fair dinkum, in the words that Mr. Hunt has put today, committing themselves in writing, both the Prime Minister, the Finance Minister and the Treasurer, and making a commitment in the budget to make sure that what we started, which was remediating that middle part of the headland, continues. Until they do that, I'm taking it with a grain of salt, but I'm encouraged by the fact that Mr. Hunt has been so clear on the radio for starters.
Okay. Oh, that's terrific. When you talk about remediation that needs to continue, is this where, because I understand there used to be a dump there, a tip there.
Yeah, look, it's got a really interesting history, that rifle range and Malabar Headland, Ange. It's an incredible asset to the people of Sydney and the eastern suburbs, no question. And community down there have done a fantastic job in taking care and bringing some of the really important native bushland back to life. But it was, for a considerable period of time, a rubbish tip. A lot of stuff that was dumped there, which is now covered over by soil movement, will have to be properly secured and safely secured. We put money in the budget to start that work, and we didn't evict disabled riders from the headland. Everybody came off the headland to let that proper remediation work start because there's health issues around asbestos and the like there. The point about it is that needs to continue. We had a vision of this as a world-class national park and community open space area and took the big step of creating a national park on part of the headland. If it's going to continue to be looked after, then this residual issues around it being a rubbish dump need to be worked on. They need to commit the bucks. That's the bottom line. If they don't commit to the bucks, then I don't think we can say that they're fair dinkum, and the community will be extremely agitated about any suggestion that this won't be community public open space.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Peter, well, hopefully it's a step in the right direction, that's for sure. How's life post-politics for you?
I'm enjoying my time post-politics. I enjoyed not all of it, but a fair bit of it when I was in politics. Look, I'm just finishing up the memoir. It gives me an opportunity to reflect on the sorts of things that I've been doing over the last 25 or 30 years. It won't be all politics.
I'm sure.
And, of course, getting stuck into issues that are important to me. So I'll keep an eye on Malabar Headland. It was important to me that we created that national park. I'll be watching as closely as Hunt does to make sure that it's public open space. But I'll also do things, a bit of music. I'll go and spend some time in the desert regions. I'm spending more time with family and friends. I can't complain.
Good on you. All right, lovely to talk to you. Thanks for your time today, Pete. All the best. Bye-bye. Peter Garrett, former Environment Minister and Maroubra local, and he is taking it with a grain of salt, as he said. Greg Hunt's announcement on Stuart Bocking's show earlier today that, in fact, the Malabar headland will not be developed, despite a report which the government commissioned saying that it may not be a bad idea to sell it off for developers.